Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lentz. Batting second. The left fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Larry Biotner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dave McNally. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Skip Judsa. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Griffin. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Tom Griffin. And now, play ball. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lentz for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno, who is chasing the ball. Coggins reaches third base with a triple. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson takes first base on ball four. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Cedeno moves to third. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter bunts towards the mound. Griffin fields it and throws to first for the out. Biotner moves to second. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Biotner scores. Parrish moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. McNally moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Coggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Coggins reaches second base with a double. McNally scores. Lentz goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Expos. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Expos. Jim Crawford now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel. Rader reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rader scores. Cabell moves to second. It's 6-1, Expos. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Cabell trying to get to home. Biotner throws the ball into Carter, who tags Cabell, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Andrews moves to second. Two outs. Jim Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel. Crawford reaches second base with a double. Andrews scores. It's 6-2, Expos. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Jutza and he is safe. Foley steals second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeño is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeño is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cedeño hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manghul. Rader reaches second base with a double. Watson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Expos. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cabal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 3. The Expos will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNally strikes out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Coggins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 0-for-1 in the game. Jutza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Helms pinch hits for Jim Crawford. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Forge now pitching. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzger hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeño is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeño is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cedeño hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Watson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cabell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to third. McNally moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Coggins hits a line drive into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Skip Jutza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jutza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jutza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a fly ball into left field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Howard pinch hits for Ken Forsch. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 3. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Granger now pitching. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzger takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-3 in the game. Foley strikes out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 3. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Rader moves to second. John Montague now pitching. Milt May pinch hits for Skip Judsa. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball 4. Rader moves to third. Cabell moves to second. Jose Cruz pinch hits for Rob Andrews. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rader tags and scores. One out. It's 6-4, Expos. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Wayne Granger. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. May moves to second. It's 6-5, Expos. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Montague covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 5. The Expos will come to bat. Joe Niekro now pitching. Milt May now catching. Jose Cruz now playing right field. Enos Cabell now playing left field. Larry Milburn now playing. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon hits a fly ball into left field. Cabell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lentz hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Coggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by May for a passed ball. Coggins moves to second. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Manguel hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 5. The Astros will come to bat. Barry Foote now catching. Gary Carter now playing right field. Larry Biotner now playing left field. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Expos, 6, Astros, 6. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 4-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Rader is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cabal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 6. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a line drive into left field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 6. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-4 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is called out on strikes. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Metzger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2 for 5 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lentz scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Astros 6. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 3 in the game. With two walks. Lentz hits a line drive into left field. Cabell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cabell. Lentz moves to third. Jose Morales pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 5 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lentz scores. Manguel moves to second. It's 7-6, Expos. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12. With the score, the Expos 7, and the Astros 6. The Astros will come to bat. Don DeMola now pitching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Watson hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 4 for 5 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Rader hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel. Rader reaches second base with a double. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manguel. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Rader scores. It's Expos, 7, Astros, 7. Dan Worthen now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 8, and Montreal Expos, 7. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.